be seated.
Is that what you usually say?
Well, how it's here?
Okay. What about if you, and that's probably what you'd say if you're going to ask them to take their seat anywhere?
Yeah, just have a seat.
Okay. And then you would say, I'm going to tell them to what? Down.
Sit down.
Okay. And after you told them to, they
sat down.
Okay. And matter of fact, they might have before you sit.
Sat down before I told them.
Okay. If you're going to invite people to serve themselves some potatoes or something, what would you say?
Help yourself.
And if you're going to refuse something that's being served to you? If you don't want something, say what?
I wouldn't care for it.
Okay. And if you are having some more today of what you cooked yesterday, you're having what?
Same thing I had yesterday.
Okay. What else would you call it?
Leftovers.
Okay. And if you got some real tough meat, especially if your teeth aren't real good, you might find it hard to
chew.
Okay. And before he swallowed it?
He chewed it before he swallowed it.
Okay. And it had been before it was swallowed?
It had been chewed.
Okay. And if you cook cornmeal with a lot of milk or water, you have what?
Cornbread.
No, you got a whole lot of it, like, cook it like you would cook oatmeal, you'd have what?
Broth, or I don't know what you're talking about. We never did have any of it, but I don't know what you're talking about. What you call it?
If you cook it, what now?
A lot of
cook
cornmeal.
It like you were in a porridge, like oatmeal or something.
There's a word.
I've heard it, but I don't know what it is. We never had it.
And sometimes they use it today for somebody who's being real sentimental and sweet-talking. You say maybe that letter was...
Porridge?
Was real what?
I can't remember right now.
Mush?
Mush, yeah, I've heard it. I've never eaten it.
Well, that's what
Canadian
I think.
Canadian term now.
Canadian?
That's Canadian now. I went to school with a boy from Canada, and we discussed this cornbread thing quite a bit. And he said they call it mush up there regardless.
Cornbread. Oh, if anything that's made with cornmeal.
Anything that's made with cornmeal is mush.
Well, now I've heard it down here for a, you know, soupy kind of thing like this. But anyway. Well, let's see. Beans and potatoes and greens are all kinds of what?
Vegetables.
Okay. And you would grow them in a?
Garden.
Okay. And what might you grow in your garden?
Oh.
What do people grow around here?
Oh, corn, tomatoes, peas, butter beans, okra, squash, cucumbers, watermelon, cantaloupe.
Wow. Got a big list here. Well, they grow some other things besides tomatoes that grow in salad.
Oh, collards. I mean, they grow in lettuce and... cabbage.
And in the summer I see people growing what are those little hot things you put in salad?
Oh, peppers. Pimentos?
No, I'm not thinking of that. Are they put use this to cook with meat or something like, well,
onions?
That's what I want. And what about the little hot red things with the white middle and grow like an onion as a root?
Garlic?
It's real red and it's all white.
Peppers?
It's the whole middle is, it's like a potato or something, that kind of texture. And it's a little round thing like that, red.
Beet.
Not a beet, and it's hot. That's
what I want. Radishes?
Yeah.
Well, they're not hot. You eat them things.
Oh, well, they're not real hot. I should have said that. But they're hot compared to lettuce.
Oh, well, yeah.